Hello again. Welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith. Look and See is my photoblog on the net at las.new-england.net.au. Look and See is a place where I can publish those photographs I've taken on a given day. Today is Monday the 4th of October. If you want to view the photographs whilst I'm describing them, you can find them from the little calendar on the right-hand side of the homepage at that website. It was a public holiday today in New South Wales, so I didn't get up too much other than look around the net and try out some new software. Although I did spend a few hours in town doing some running some errands, and it was a very warm-ish day. I thought it was very warm in a way. It started coolish, 4 degrees Celsius, but it got up to about 22 Celsius, which is about 39 to 71 Fahrenheit. Fair bit of temperature range there, and I'm dreading the heat of summer because just sitting here this evening is warm enough for me. The first couple of photographs on the website are from earlier this morning. The first one itself was taken just after the dogs and I set off for our morning walk. And the image is of some sheep. We live in the midst of sheep properties. We have several hundred, if not thousands, of sheep in the vicinity. Some are being grown for wool and meat, and others are lambing just now, being spring. So what we see over the boundary fence is a mob of sheep that are grazing in the paddock about 100 metres from the house. It's a heavily timbered paddock near our house. We live on a 100-acre property, 40 hectares, and there are thousands of eucalypt trees, just like the ones that you can see in the background. Elsewhere, of course, the paddocks have been cleared for grazing. Grass doesn't grow under the trees, so people get rid of trees to grow more feed. Very pleasant looking image until the sheep saw the dogs and decided that they'd rather not stick around, so they ran off. Not that the dogs would chase them very far. The dogs are on the end of a 1.8 metre lead, or about 6 feet, so they stay pretty close to me. For that reason, they're never taken off their leashes because of all the sheep around. I'm sure they'd like to go and have a play with them. The second photograph is yet another attempt by me to capture the perfect pea flower. This family, Fabaceae, abounds on our property. There are currently purple and red and yellow flowers. The flowers themselves are quite small, about a third to half an inch per centimetre across. And this particular one is growing vertically up the netting of the dog run. So I use just a handheld compact camera and for once have managed almost to get a pretty crisp photograph in filtered light. Just a bit of sunshine coming through the treetops, remembering that that was taken early in the morning. So the sunlight is a bit filtered at that stage. Of course, once it gets up for a couple of hours, we get lots of direct sunlight, even with all the trees around. Then into town to run some errands. I was across the road from the Royal Hotel's bottle shop. This is where people drive in and buy their beer or wine or whatever. And it just seemed to be an interesting, busy shot to me. The drive-in part with all the advertising, the advertising boards outside on the pavement. What are they doing? Advertising some whiskey and beer. A couple of satellite dishes on the roof. But the thing I noticed or detracted for me from the image was the little black spot in the top centre of the picture where that flue is spouting black sooty gunk. Perhaps it's an oil-fired heater. But I thought, for the sake of another 4 or 5 metres of flue, they could have run that all the way up to the roof and just vented that pollution rather than spatter it on the side of the building. The next shot is on the south side of Armidale. I had a bit of a drive up there. I haven't been in that area for many years. It's not a place that you drive through to get to anywhere else. It's a newish housing area of Armidale, up on the hills. And that shot is of what used to be St. Patrick's Orphanage. I'm not quite sure how old it is. I think it goes into the 19th century. But not so many years ago, the orphanage, which had been empty for some time, was converted into several apartments. I'm told that because of the high ceilings that the apartments are quite grand, although I've never been inside one. I don't even think I know anybody who lives inside one of them. But the building itself is quite impressive. It used to sit all on its own in this area. There was nothing for miles around that building, but now there are over 100, 200 houses in the immediate vicinity. The fourth photograph, we continue the blossom series. I have no idea what this tree is. Fairly substantial tree, about what would it be, about 8 metres high, 25 feet. I don't even know if it's a fruit tree or just a flowering ornamental. I'll have to go and see it when it's got some leaves. But it looked quite bright, just a mass of that colour of flower. And in the background we have one of the turrets of the Catholic cathedral in town. And the next photograph is also one of the cathedral, taken from underneath the blossoming tree. Quite an impressive building it is. Again, I think it was built in the 1880s. Sort of an Armidale blue brick. That's just the northeast corner of the cathedral. A very small part of the church. As you can see, another beautiful day, sunny and blue sky. A little bit of cloud. Not so much that you'd notice. Well, there we have a tour around my half a dozen photographs for today, Monday the 4th of October. I'm Gordon Smith, and if you'd like to send me an email, please do so to lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for dropping by, and please do so again if you find yourself with a few minutes to spare. Bye for now.